Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future?
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump,
okay,
and you ain't black, and you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African American.
To the deep state that I said that, Candace always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I...
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject.
Cause you know this Trump train on...
The bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Gotta take my block. You wanna impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
I am your most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts drawn from the most reliable source. I am your host, Black Conservative, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Conservative Show, episode 48. I can't believe I have done exactly 87 episodes of the program, the podcast here. That is great. That is a lot of factual information going across the globe, the web, rather. And here on the Black Conservative Show, we don't deal in conspiracy theories. We don't deal in make-believe or fiction, things of that nature, but we deal with the facts. I like to say the hard facts, the actual facts, not stubborn facts that you find in the liberal media. They pretty much like to hide the facts, suppress the facts. But here on the Black Conservative Show, we give you the facts and allow you to draw, to come to your own conclusion about what is right and what is wrong. It's not my agenda, it's not my task to superimpose upon the American people my opinions or beliefs, because I believe in the concept of the individuality. Individual expression, individual thinking, and individual judgment from each person. So you don't have to think like I think, act like I act, talk like I act, or talk like I talk, rather, or act the way I act, or believe the way I believe. I just allow you to evaluate the information. You can assess the all of the evidence presented and draw your own conclusion. This is what we do here on the Black Conservative Show, advancing a conservative agenda, which is an American agenda. I am an American. People ask the question, are you an African American? I said, no, I'm not from Africa. I was not born in any country in Africa. On the continent of Africa, I am an American. I was born in the USA. Born, folks, in the USA. And I love my country. I love being an American. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, you're right. You have your right to be whatever you claim you want to be. I'm not going to argue that fact. I'm not here to make that case for or against you at all for doing so. If that's your claim, if you claim to be an African-American and you were born in the state of Alabama, never been out of America, never left the American shores, but yet you want to be identified with a foreign country, I support your right to do so, but I am identified with being an American, and that's who I am. I am not an African American. I am indeed a Black American who just happens to be conservative in his school of thought, in my juridical. Let me get it right. In my Jewish philosophy. So that's my jurisdiction. So, but listen, tonight here on the Black Conservative Show, get ready to call in. We had a fantastic forum last night. We covered lots of interesting things. And people who, let me say, those who call in to the Black Conservative Show who have been given their input and their insight and sharing the information with us, they are great. You have Bianca, Brother K, you have Suzette, you have Terry who call in to the show, you have Bring It Boy, he calls in here and there, and another gentleman who calls in to the show, giving me information. They are very sound. They're very solid. You know, conservatives are honest in their dealings. You know, they're very honest in their dealings and giving out information. Conservatives are less more than liberal Democrats, than liberals, to hold a bias. They less than likely to abide. Liberal Democrats seem to hold abide. They seem to be show partiality, and when it comes to getting down to the actual facts of the matter, they tend to have a hidden agenda to incarcerate the truth, the fact, for their own political expedience there. But here on the Black Conservative Show, I'm just going to give you the straight facts. And we're not here to lie to the American people or mislead the American people or misinform the American people. As someone, unlike someone who we all know have done. And thanks to New York Post, I don't think the New York Post is pro-Trump. Some of you all can call in and tell me if they are. But breaking news today, the smoking gun, what we would call it, in the media, of course, the corrupt news media, CNN, that corrupt news network, they're not going to cover it 24/7, give it 24/7 media coverage, the false and made up Trump-Russia collusion and all the false allegations that has been leveled against President Trump over the last 3 years, 4 years, and counting. I wonder how much the news media I wonder how much this story about Joe Biden, who lied to the American people about not knowing any dealings about his son Hunter Biden with Ukraine, Burisma, that corrupt company over there. I wonder how much news coverage is going to get tonight and going forward. It behoves to find out. Just in case you all did not know the story broke earlier this evening. The Hunter Biden story. And Facebook and Twitter, these two corrupt media techs, big tech companies, I've been saying all the time, Facebook and Twitter are in the tank with Democrats. They are a corrupt, Google is a corrupt network. Facebook, these people are radicals, far radicals who give coverage and protection to Democrats, politicians, and they have become politically corrupt, absolute power corrupt, absolutely. And there are these big tech companies, you know, they just had a hearing before Congress some months back ago about censoring the conservatives and manipulating the data information. You have Twitter and Facebook have limited the distribution of the story in the New York Post about a proportion email between Hunter Biden and an advisor to a Ukraine energy company. President Trump hit this. I don't know if you all have seen, saw the opening, the President Trump campaign rally in Ohio this evening. Oh man. Oh wow. Let me open up this chat. Let me tell you before I get into the meat and bone of the Hunter Biden scam. Let me just say, President Trump is on fire. He is on fire. This president, I don't know what they boost him up with after he contracted the coronavirus, but whatever they put in his system, it was like it Christianized him, you know. Whatever it was, I wish they would have given him a couple of doses of it. First presidential debate, Joe Biden would have been pretty much through and hung out to dry by now. I absolutely hung out to dry by now. President Trump, when he came on the campaign trail tonight, he just rocked the house. I mean, the magnetic static, electric static in that place. President Trump rocked the house tonight. I mean, he just went after Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, with the full force, wrecking force of the Trump mania. It was absolutely incredible. And, I mean, it did absolutely damage control, political damage control for Joe Biden. And the president said Joe Biden owed the American people an apology for lying to the American people about him not knowing about his son's shady dealings, corrupt dealings with you, with the Ukrainian and Burisma business people over there, man. Over, let me tell you, President Trump brought down the house tonight. And if Facebook, I call it Facebook now, if Facebook, Twitter don't want to distribute it, don't worry, President Trump has a bigger platform than Twitter and Facebook put together, because Twitter platform and Facebook platform is crumbling. It's on its last leg. It's going down. They need to repeal 203. These big tech companies, they need to pull the carpet from beneath them. Hold them reliable for suit and propaganda and election, trying to rig or sway an election. But President Trump was on fire. Let me just tell you a story. No, you are. To those who have not paid careful attention to it, but there again, as I said, the 2015 email indicated that an advisor from Burisma, thank Biden for giving an opportunity. Hunter Biden for Vice President Joe Biden, and the former Vice President, Joe Biden said that he had never about his overseas business, but yet this computer laptop that his drunk son left at the computer repair place to be repaired and never came back to get it. But anyway, it's been turned over to the FBI. Now we all know the whole truth. The truth is coming out. Joe Biden is a corrupt politician. He lied to the American people. And now he has been exposed, and the debate is coming up. The presidential debate is coming up. And President Trump has the leverage here to win against his back. And I hope he just ignore the fake, corrupt, compromised CNN reporter, Stephanopoulos or whatever his name is, and light into Joe Biden. This is President Trump time to come back. In this next debate, President Trump can absolutely close. He can close the deal when it comes to Crazy Joe. He can actually
go to the phone line.
Close. Going to go to the phone line. Again, welcome to the Black Conservative Show tonight. It's going to be interesting. We have some. Hopefully, we have some new people going to show up. Someone new going to listen and tune in tonight. If you're listening, the number to call in to the show. Thank you, Brother K. We look forward to hearing from you.
The number to call into the show is 516-595-8265.
That's the number to call into the Black Show. Let's go to Bianca. I'm going to let you have the mic, have the floor. You live on the Black Conservative Show. Go ahead.
Tell you something, Black Conservatives, no way in the world I could feel those shoes that you got on your feet and the imprint that you make on the statements you make on these programs. You're outstanding. You're just outstanding. A breath of fresh air. And, you know, I think of all in the past, how people used to just deplore you, call you all sorts of names. You know, you have buried the cross more than Jesus have. All the spitting and thrones, stones that was thrown, you have buried that cross, man, and you deserve all the accolades that you can get.
I have endured hardship as a good soldier. That's for sure.
We sure have. But no, these medias like Twitter and Facebook, they are vile. They do cut off any information that's out there that's telling the truth about these leftists, about these Democrats. And it's just another example of the double standards, triple standards, and quadruple standards that exist. A person has to be held to all of those standards with these Democrats. And it's just a shame. And you got people that believe them. You ask them, why are you supporting? I mean, what has Trump done wrong? They can't say a thing. They can't say nothing. Hell, his records before this COVID was completely out of sight. But you know how they are. So I'm going to sit back here and listen to you. Hopefully you can get some calls. Don't nobody, you know, I'm going to tell you something. People, when you using truth as a defense, don't nobody call. Nobody calls at all.
Well, I think they really embarrassed. I think actually liberal Democrat supporters are embarrassed about their candidate. They know they have the two worst candidates they could have pulled out of the swamp, you know. And these two, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, are two corrupt politicians, as we've seen with the confirmation hearing of Judge Amy Barrett today. Kamala Harris, you know, that lady, Kamala Harris, is so funny, so deceitful. She is wicked. She is a wicked woman. That's the only way I can describe her. And, you know, she lied about black people or black Americans can't vote. You know, this crazy stuff she said today in the confirmation hearing, this crazy stuff about blacks are being disenfranchised, and they've been asking questions that you know, that whites are not asked about, asking questions like, how many jelly beans are in a jar? Have you ever been asked that question?
Oh, how many bubbles from a bar of soap?
Yeah. You've never been asked that. I don't think you've ever been asked that question before.
No, I ain't never been asked either one of those questions.
Mm-hmm. I don't know of any blacks here in Sherwood County.
And I really want to tell you the truth. Some of these Democratic wards you go into, they don't even ask you for ID. But go ahead.
No, absolutely. They all in the coop together, you know. They're Democrat subjects, the people who vote for them, the people who over these polls, man, they all, look, there is no honor. I say it all the time. There is no honor among thieves. And they are turning a deaf ear to the corruption and all the sleight of hand, all the under table stuff that these Democrat politicians here in Sherwood County engage in, and the people who support them give them a pass on it. So it's just totally absolute corruption here. The whole city council downtown is corrupt. You got incompetent.
Yeah, I know. I've read about it.
Office. They're totally corrupt. From the mayor on down,
mm-hmm.
They're all totally corrupt and incompetent. They have absolutely no fresh ideas on how to reduce crime in the city of Memphis, or how to increase, jobs in this city, and how to bring, they are clueless. They are a bunch of social engineers. They engage in social engineering, and they like to give. They like to give them an excuse, black people an excuse, to continue to be morally corrupt by their own immoral and corrupt behavior. That's why you have the flight. You know that in the black community. Blacks are not suffering due to a lack. They're not suffering due to white racism. They're suffering due to a lack of moral character.
You absolutely right. Look. In St. Louis, you can't even cross the damn street without getting mowed down. Standing on that yellow line is about like playing Russian roulette. And people are getting mowed down all the time. They mowed that. I think I told you about that little midget that was out there prostituting. I hear she got killed or damn near killed getting ran over by hit and run drivers. Hit and run, hit and run. Today they're on Garrison right down the street from Vishon High School, where Maxine Waters graduated from the old one. You had another young lady, girl, 11 years old, bullet comes through her wall and kills her. You got a bunch of fools out there in the intersection, don't fire about 30 rounds at each other and hit nothing. I don't know what to tell you, man. These people crazy as hell. And these are blacks. Ain't no white folks around. No police shooting nobody.
Well, just in Chicago, a 35-year-old black woman was shot. She was shot. She was 8 months pregnant, and she got shot twice in the back in Chicago. They delivered a child. The child lived, but the baby is in critical condition. But she got shot twice in the back. This just
ain't that a shame?
It did not make breaking news at all.
No, they're not gonna make no breaking news unless it's a white cop shooting a black person.
A pregnant woman, eight months pregnant, gets shot in the back. And when you tell black folks stuff like that, liberal Democrats, they just say, ooh, that's bad. What is wrong with these people what is wrong with some of our people in our race? You don't need it.
I don't know, man.
You don't care.
I really don't.
Man, you can sit there and talk to them. You can sit there and talk to them about, explain to them what partial birth abortion is. I mean, you can lay it out. You can tell them about all the 7 different abortion procedures and how crucial and brutal they are, and how, you know, just how inhumane.
They have to tear that baby loose apart in the womb.
And it doesn't affect, you would think their heart would be pricked by it. Doesn't prick their heart. And you say,
let me tell you something. You had another fool run over a woman crossing the street on Natural Bridge, just about a half a block, or maybe three quarters of a block west of Fair. He cut her in two. A lower portion of her body went down the street, up on the sidewalk in front of a store, and the other top part of her body ended up in the car, in his front seat. And he drove and turned down an alley, parked his car, and said somebody stole it. How the heck you going to drive with a top section of a woman's torso sitting next to you?
Wow.
And I'm not making
these
this stuff up. Do the Google. Google it. I'm not making this up.
He had to hit it pretty hard.
He did.
Wow.
He cut the woman, severed her body, disemboweled the woman, the paper says. And I don't know how the top section ended up inside his car, in the passenger seat.
Wow. You had to pray for these. I mean,
shit, praying ain't gonna do no good. These people are animals, man.
They are wild beasts. You know, they don't think for them. It just like the mind is just turned out. Critical thinking and just turned out there. So you got the media. I mean, wow. Stuff like that moves me, but it won't move liberals. So you got Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, these two, Mr. and Mrs. Sambo. The liberals use them today to push the black issue, you know, to play the race card with Judge Barrett, claiming that, you know, there are no equal protection under the law for black people. the words that's engraved U.S. Supreme Court at the top, equal justice for all. They claim that there's no equal justice for black people. Some people in this country think it's not. Well, if you think it's not equal justice for you, stop being so lazy. Get off your lazy butt and quit being a burden on society. And maybe you'll have an opportunity if they get their lazy, irresponsible butt up, tell up and do something. You ask them a question. If you go back and just look at, okay, let me ask you, how old are you? 21. All right, what you been doing with your life for 20, since age 21? Did you go to school, high school? Yeah. Did you go to college? You have an opportunity to go to college? Yeah, I did, but I wanted to set out for a year first after school. You know, after high school, they want to set out for a year before So people are where they are today in this age and time due to their own bad choices that they make, bad decisions that they make, or ideas. It ain't due to racism or injustice, systematic racism. You know, they were asking that question to Judge Amy today about systematic racism. You know, she's pretty. I'm glad she didn't indulge in that crap. Just say to them dumbos, "Oh yeah, I am too." In the world. And 300 million people in America. I'm quite sure somebody may be a racist, but in their mind, only black people can't be racist. When they say racism, they're talking about white racism. Do Democrats ever address black racism, Hispanic racism, Jewish racism, Muslim racism? Is always white racism under the microscope. Going around trying to find racism under every rock and stone turn. You know, that reminds me that Dr. Mandy, he talked about that racism, slavery, black people, white people got to walk around on eggshells all the time. Because you can't talk to black folks in the workplace, they got their chips on their shoulder. You know, that's right. Because black liberal Democrats, nobody want to say it, it's true. Even if their pastors harbor in fear, animosity, bitterness, hatred, and anger, and racism in their heart towards white people, conservative whites. They think white liberal Democrat. If they see a white liberal Democrat, they think a white liberal Democrat love them. Like a slave love his master's whip. I mean, like a slave love his master. Oh, white liberal Democrat. Joe Biden, he like us. They think Trump hates them. Trump never said. Matter of fact, Trump said 2 weeks ago, Trump said he loved the black community. He'd meet with black leaders, black pastors, black business women, businessmen. President Trump met with them all. President Trump has met in the Oval Office, I would grant, with more black business leaders, entrepreneurs, more so than Joe Biden ever have. Sitting there looking like a peacock on steroids, like a deer caught in the headlights. It's absolutely crazy and insane. But white people don't take that stuff no more. White people are standing up for themselves. They have courage. White men, it's by time. They tired of being called a racist now. They ain't caving into these militant blacks and radical liberals on the left. They standing up for themselves now. I said long time ago, you need to stand up for yourself and your children and your wife and your own race. Don't let these black radical liberals, militant blacks and radical militant liberals, extreme radicals, demoralize the white community, the white race. Because most of these little black radicals wouldn't even be wouldn't even have the opportunity to say what they want to say if it wasn't for God-fearing white people who fought and stood on their behalf for their rights and their privileges, because you know that. Go ahead. What was you finna say? But Dr. Mandan says it real good. I got an audio clip I played with Dr. Mandan.
Go ahead and play it.
He says it. He says it, you know, he says it better than anybody else can say it. You know, they don't like Dr. Mandan, but Pastor Mandan talked about that, you know, white America, white people getting tired of this stuff. Here's Dr. Mandan. I think I got it wrong.
Either there's going to be a revolution, Patrick Henry style, here in America, where red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. And there's going to be riots in the streets, worse than the riots in South Central Los Angeles after they acquitted the cops that beat up Rodney King. You think that you, and that was black people rioting. You haven't seen anything. And I'm not advocating killing and murder and stealing and robbing. That's not what I'm advocating. I'm just telling you what people are going to do. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy, you know, kicking them in the face every time he gets up lying to them. Then you got a bunch of, I don't know, suck-ups like the MSNBC News, ABC News, all these media types, everybody who's looking to be popular and get invited to the White House, sucking up to him all the time. It's sickening. I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know, you can get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you. You know, the people just tired of this. White people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You're going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They're going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it. I am. I mean, and it's just an insult. It's one thing to have a president that you're okay, all right, he's Republican, you're a Democrat. You're a Democrat, he's a Republican, you disagree on policy. But this man is destroying what God loves. He's destroying the fabric and the fiber of the nation. And he is a prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer. Spiritually, politically. I'm telling you, you're going to see an uprising in this nation. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk and the way black folk are pushing white folk. You can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these folk are going to rise up at the sound of a bird. They're going to rise up. When the sound of the grinding is low, they're going to rise up when martyrs go to their long home. Wherever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain. I'm telling you, these people, white folk, they have had it. They've had it. And they can't take it no more. And who can blame them? I mean, who can blame them to build this nation and then have it given away, just given away, just thrown away, just given away by a long-legged half-breed usurper, illegal alien, a man who isn't even a citizen, and everybody in the Congress knows that he's not a citizen. Dick Cheney knows he's not a citizen. And yet nobody will stand up. I'm telling you, white folk are ready to riot. And they should be. They should be. This don't make no doggone sense.
And that is Pastor Mandan, Dr. James D. Mandan, telling it like it is. You know, see, black folks think that they've been brainwashed to think that black people can't, a black person can't be a racist. You know, they can't oppress. Black folks been oppressing not only oppressing their own people thousands and hundreds of centuries, long before the European, before the white man. You know, they can be a racist. They say, well, we don't own anything. You don't have to own anything, peanuts or brain, to think that you're superior to someone else. I mean, you have the NAACP. I call that the National Coon Association, because that's what they act like, a bunch of wild hyenas from the fire desert somewhere over there on the backside of Africa. But white people have a right to rise up. Will they do it? More than likely, not anytime soon. I think the best weapon they can use against the madness that we see happening here with the media and so forth, and these protesters and stuff, is to re-elect President Donald Trump to office. Re-elect the president to office, and then allow President Trump in his last term to continue to drain, really, really just drain the swamp. You know, the president wants to drain the swamp so bad. Some Republicans, you know, they're so afraid, like misguided Mitt Romney. You know, he's so afraid of that he's going to lose his Senate seat, which he should. He hasn't done anything on behalf of his constituent and the American people. He's been missing in action. Misguided Mitt Romney. He is very misguided, misleading, you know. And he's a sad case and claimed to be a spiritual leader. Mitt Romney is a complete political disaster, a complete political failure since he's been elected. I don't know what was wrong with those people out there in Utah to elect Mitt Romney in office. I don't know who he was running against, what Republican he was running against, but the RNC should have put some money behind another Republican who was running for that office, that Senate seat there in Utah, other than Mitt Romney. And I blame Republican, you know, the RNC, for not putting money behind good candidates, conservative candidates, you know. And I heard Michael Steele the other day. He's a complete disaster too, Michael Steele. You know, he has sold his soul out to Democrats. You know, he's he's playing that he got that slave. He had Michael still got that slave mentality now since he got booed out the RPM. I mean, at the RNC, after he did such a terrible job trying to embrace those lesbian and homosexuals, you know, and instead of speaking out, you know, on policies, standing on principle and standing on policies, he tried to butt heads with those, with the gay and lesbian community. He got totally voted out the RNC, and rightly so. He was a total disaster. I don't even know why they voted him in there, probably just because of his skin color. But anyway, he's a rhino now. He's a never-Trumper. He hates the president, always criticizing the president, Michael Steele. You know, when he was a governor there, I had some respect for him, but he kind of lost his way somewhere down the line. That's what I'm talking about. You got these guys who want to be, they jump on the conservative platform bandwagon, and they want to lead the charge, and they want to be staunch conservatives, and they're going to want to take it to the left, and they're not going to cower in or cave in. And they elect these moaners into office, and they get in there, and they cave. They get in there, they sell their soul to the radical left. You know, they sell out. Now, they are what I call sellouts. But on the thing, the racism here, I think the best thing that white America can do at this point is make sure President Trump is voted back in office so we can so the president and vote. Unfortunately, there are some Republicans who are on the fence, but we still need to hold the Senate, and we still need to get control. We still need to regain control of the House, you all. So, you know, the good, the bad, the indifference, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. I know we have some Republicans who are retiring. They're going to go into retirement. They cowering out. Some of them just, you know, they don't think they can raise the money they need to win, when all they got to do is stand on principle, stand behind the president. You know, that's your, you know, President Trump is the winning ticket for any Republican running for reelection. He's your winning ticket. You need to let President Trump endorse them, campaign for you, and because those who he do campaign for, endorse, they win. You know, I remember, do you remember, Pion, if you're still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you remember the new young female Congress, first black woman, Republican woman? You remember Mia Love out in Utah?
No, that's a stretch for me. I don't remember her.
Well, she was elected Congress in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Them conservative, God-friend conservative white people gave her a black woman. She spoke at the, under President George Bush, she spoke at the RNC convention. And Mia Love, and she served one term, but her downfall was that she wanted to be a high critic of President Trump during the midterm election, this last midterm election where they lost House,
mm-hmm.
lost control of Congress, but she wanted to criticize President inside. President Trump on the border issue, you know, and side with the liberal Democrats and criticize the president about fence and he shouldn't be putting people in cages and stuff, instead of her coming out saying, hey, look, that's a photo picture that CNN reporter April Ryan Obama administration, with their photo picture of kids in cages. That was done under the Obama administration, not the Bush administration. But she wouldn't. She tried to distance herself from President Trump out there in Utah and just tried to play the middle, and she lost.
Mm-hmm.
A congressional seat, she lost. And the conservatives, they loved her, man. They loved her. They gave her her support. They supported her campaign. And she just, you know, yeah, a freshman, congressman, your first time. She thought she had too much clout. And she lost, got voted out. That's the last thing you hear to me, you know. We didn't hear nothing else about Milo. She could have been good. She could have held her seat. But she decided that she didn't realize that liberals don't want to work with Republicans, Democrats. Democrats are all, and Rush Limbaugh said this right, Democrats want to destroy conservative principles and ideals. They don't want to compromise with us. You notice that Republicans always caving in to Democrats. Always, okay, we're going to work with the Democrats. They're always trying to work. Democrats never want to work with the Republicans. It's either their way or no way.
Well, you know,
these people want to destroy you as a conservative. They want to destroy you, man. And me.
Yeah, it's just like they're talking about that Amy Barrett was chosen over this black woman. They say she's black. Myra Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, how many black women did Obama skip over, especially when he was trying to get federal appeals court judge Mary Garland? Black women
absolutely.
Groups said they feel Barack Obama put them under the bus by choosing someone other than a black woman as his newest nominee for the Supreme Court.
Right. Who did he choose? Throw them out.
He chose Garland. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump got elected, he told Garland to go back home. Or wherever. He didn't tell him that, but you know, Garland started, I think he said, shed some tears. Because they didn't think Trump was going to win. They said, well, we'll wait till after the election.
You know, how is it that that's something you just said. How is it that you have, and I want this to be on the show, on the record here on the Black Conservative Show. How is it that the first black president come in office, instead of picking the first black woman to the Supreme Court, he picked the first Hispanic woman? What?
Right.
I'm trying to. Can you tell what's wrong with that picture?
Well, you know it is. You know what it does. It takes. You know, you got people saying, "Well, he didn't choose." You know, any other time they say black and brown. Well, they don't mention. They can't use that he didn't choose a brown because he chose a brown over a black. I mean, that's figuratively saying. In reality, it doesn't have any weight.
Man, I can't wait. I'm going to call into one of the Black Liberal shows tomorrow. I'm going to ask that question. How is it that y'all first black president, when he got in office, had the opportunity to elect the first black Supreme Court justice, and he get so amount, who had sold out to American principles and values, but he gets her. Don't nobody even know who she is. She's just like Queen Kamala. She looks just absolutely phony. You know, she don't look like an approachable person that you can talk to. She just looks like she's just a radical leftist, a full radical judge. He didn't choose a black woman.
He chose two females, right? He chose Stoudemire. And who else did he choose?
Stoudemire. And I'm not sure who.
Stoudemire. Huh?
Stoudemire. And I'm not sure who else he was.
Oh, man, there's so much damn stuff that goes on, you just can't keep up with it.
I know, right? Well, that's pretty much all I got for tonight, man. I tell you, I was wanted to do the breaking news there, but tomorrow night we're engaged a little bit more on this Hunter Biden. I really haven't read into it yet enough to know a whole lot about it other than that Twitter and Facebook trying to bear the story. But
it's one that we already know about. Oh, except for the new information that came out. You're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to read a little bit, dig a little bit more deeper into the story and kind of find out. You know,
this is
the reason
why I come. When you have coups, military coups in other countries, some of the first people they take out is the news media. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm just giving you some evidential facts, reality of past coups and other coups, military coups in other countries. But anyway, I'm going to let you get on to your rest of your evening. Hope it's a pleasant one and safe one.
Yeah. I'm going to set it down early today. I got to get up early for work in the morning. About 6, I got to be out of here. But
okay, I'll talk to you later.
Good talking to you. All right, good day.
Hey,